Well, good morning and welcome to the second hour of Focus 580 here on WILL AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu and soon to be on 90.9 FM HD2. And we can talk about that this hour. We can talk about programming. We can talk about technical issues. We can talk about budgets. It's all fair game as we talk to the manager, and I am the station manager of WILL Radio, Jay Pierce, also the program director of AM 580, and the fill-in guy on Morning Edition this week while Dan Simeone's away. And our phone numbers are 333-9455, if you're in the local calling area, 333-9455. If it's a long-distance call, you can call us toll-free, 800-222-9455. Get on the phone lines now, and any question about our operation here at WILL is fair game, whether it be online. Could try to tackle a TV question, although I don't have a lot to do with the TV station. But if it has to do with the AM or FM, I should know the answer, or I'll get it for you as quickly as I can and get back to you. 333-9455, 800-222-9455, your chance to talk to the source. The buck stops at my desk. And anything you want to talk about will be fair game in this hour of Focus. So, well, let's go right to the phone lines because, as per usual, when we do a program like this, they are filling up. And line one is first from Champaign. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking the call. I love your program, everything, but I wish you'd put the time more often during the day because there's a lot of people, myself included, that can't see the clock and would like to know the time.
Well, that's a very interesting comment. Never had that one before, but you make a good case for it. Thank you much for calling. All right, it's 11:09 right now. I think some of the reason that we don't give the time except near the top of the hour is because a lot of these programs are replayed at certain times. They're archived, and we rebroadcast them later. And also, you know, they go on the online archives or on podcasts, and the time might not make so much sense when we play them back later. That would be a reason for that. But we can try to remember in times between programs that we can give the time to do that for you. Let's go to line two. This is a call from Urbana. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I'd like to compliment you on your weather reporting, especially having somebody talking to us live during the tornado warnings when we're all sitting in the basement listening to the radio. I was wondering if it would be possible to have somebody read weather or give us a forecast for the day at just a little before 6 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, especially on Saturday when we're on the way down to the market.
Well, that's a good question. There's nobody here to do that.
Okay.
That would require bringing somebody in earlier, and that would require money, and we can get into a budget discussion later on this hour if somebody wants to hear about it. But normally the person who comes in and is on the air beginning at 7 o'clock with Weekend Edition isn't here by 6 o'clock. So.
Okay. And then the other thing is I would really like to hear some dew points and humidity in some of our weather reports because not all of us run air conditioners. Some
more dew point and humidity.
Yeah.
We do that in the morning religiously in the 35 past weathercast. And we do it in the afternoon, I think, too, during All Things Considered. But the middle of the day, we don't do it so much. So.
Well, actually, early morning and late in the afternoon would probably be the best.
Yeah, if you listen, you know, like at 5:35, 6:35, 7:35, 8:35 in the morning, 9:35, I think we usually do get it in there unless we run out of time for some reason. But we try to get it in. But I'll make a note of it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you much for the call. Let's go to line four now up in Chicago at 800-222-9455. And by the way, we have some open lines at 333-9455. Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm lucky because I have your station here in Chicago. I also have a station out in WBEZ, of course, and then a station out in DuPage County.
Right.
Plays jazz all day.
WDCB.
That's the one, yeah. I was wondering, I'm going to make it fast because I know you got some listeners waiting. Have you ever thought about when does Rich Warren, when is he going to be a guest next, you know?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I know he's on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah,
but
he does a Saturday afternoon, I think.
Yeah, he does the midnight special Saturday afternoon, and he's on Focus 580 in the afternoon magazine from time to time talking about home electronics and or folk music.
Right.
So, not sure when his next scheduled appearance is going to be.
Okay, well, whenever it is, you know, if I'm not out seeing the doctor, I'll be look forward to hearing. Also, have you ever thought about bringing back As It Happens? I noticed you guys run the world twice a day. I was thinking maybe you could run the world in the afternoon and As It Happens later on or something like that.
Yeah, what happened with that was the distributor, Public Radio International, stopped distributing the CBC programs like As It Happens.
I know, because there's a station in Wisconsin that still runs it.
Yeah.
I had to pick it up the other night.
You know, that's funny because I just became aware of that in the last couple of weeks, and I've put it on my list of things to check into to see if that would still be available because there have been some people who have been interested in it, and I personally miss the program, too. So maybe if I can find out how we can get it directly from CBC.
Yeah, that would be nice because I think that's an interesting show.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of people, sometimes they think that they can be a little feisty and sarcastic toward the States, but I enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's got a website somewhere where you can listen to it, even if you can't hear it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does.
Yeah, it does. If you go to the CBC's website, you can find
right.
it.
Right. Just one more question.
Sure.
There's a show called Inside Europe that runs at 6 a.m. Sunday.
Right.
I was wondering, you know, maybe have you thought about taking Car Talk and running it maybe Saturday morning? And then putting, I know you run it again Sunday at 11. Have you thought about moving Inside Europe up to 11 o'clock? It'd make a great lead-in for the show that you do have, the two shows you do have.
Hmm. Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah,
the reason we run Car Talk twice is because it's a really expensive show.
Uh-huh.
And we do have different listeners in both times. And it does really well. It's a very well-listened-to show, and it does really well during fundraisers. So to give it the second exposure is an economically advantageous thing to us. Does it have to run at 11 o'clock Sunday? I don't know. It has for a long time, but Inside Europe, perhaps, maybe that would be a good lead-in to Media Matters.
Right, and that'd be a good lead-in for both those shows.
Yeah, or maybe it could run after.
Yeah, that too.
One of the
two. Don't you run Tavis Smiley?
Yeah, and sometimes I think out loud on the air as people give me ideas, and Tavis Smiley's not doing real well for us. The first half hour of the show does really well, but after that...
Yeah, well, you know, you could run Inside Europe from 2 to 3, and then maybe...
Maybe an hour of Tavis. I don't know. It seems like the second hour of Tavis Smiley runs out of steam for some reason.
Yeah,
not sure why.
Maybe you could run that last hour or something like that.
Well, those are all good thoughts.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right, we do have open phone lines now at 333-9455 as we do this Talk to the Manager program / Talk to the Program Director. And all questions are fair game about our AM or FM, and I can answer some online questions, maybe a TV question. We can talk about digital radio for a moment, so why don't I do that? We are in the process of installing a digital transmitter for our FM station. And I want to try to be really clear about this. We're not talking about television now. That's a separate issue. Digital television is a different thing. So I'm just going to talk about radio now. If you have any questions about digital TV, maybe we could tackle them. But for digital radio, we're putting a transmitter in right now as we speak. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a digital signal on 90.9 FM. Not on 580 AM. The digital signal will be 90.9 FM. So what will happen is if you have a digital radio, you'll be able to hear not only what's on the air now on 90.9 FM, which is also known as the analog signal, but you'll also see on a digital radio, and you have to have a digital radio to do this, you'll see a second channel. As well, well, what you'll see is 90.9 FM, then you'll have 90.9 FM HD1, which is the first digital channel, and it'll broadcast the same thing as 90.9 FM. The analog signal will be broadcast on the first digital signal, which will be called 90.9 FM HD1. And the difference between 90.9 FM and 90.9 FM HD1 will be that HD1 will be digital. So it will hopefully sound even better than 90.9 FM does right now. And then you'll see 90.9 FM HD2, which is what you call a secondary channel. And on that channel, you will hear the programs that you also hear on 580 AM. So, for instance, if we had our digital signal up and running right now, you could tune to either 580 AM that you're tuned to right now or 90.9 FM HD2, and you would hear what you're hearing right now. You'll hear the programs that you also hear on 580 AM. The advantage, it'll be static free, not subject to interference, and we don't have to lower the power at night, so it'll remain at full power. Now, it doesn't cover exactly the same area that 580 AM does, because our FM transmitter's out to the west near Monticello, but it will cover an area roughly from, almost to Springfield, west of Decatur, certainly, to Champaign-Urbana, and north to Bloomington-Normal, and south, maybe almost to Charleston, but probably not quite to Charleston. A little bit smaller footprint than 90.9 FM covers right now. And you'll hear the digital signal of 90.9 FM, the classical and other music, and then you'll also hear on HD2 the programming from 580 AM. All right, so that is coming within the next couple of weeks. Digital radios are available in stores. Sometimes they're a little bit hard to find, and there may only be one or two models of them. But if you ask, you're looking actually for an HD radio. And that stands for Hybrid Digital, an HD radio. Not just a radio with a digital display, but an HD radio is what you'll be looking for. And they cost anywhere from about $100 to several hundred dollars, depending upon what exactly you're looking for. They do make them for cars as well. And let's go to Line 1 in Urbana right now for our next caller. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd just like to second the last caller's suggestion that you move inside Europe to a time where more people could hear it.
Okay.
I make an effort to get up at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning to listen to it, but I think it'd be great if more people were able to hear it.
Hmm. All right.
Well, I really enjoy it.
Write that one down. That's great.
It's very enlightening.
It is a great program. I listen to it myself, but then again, I'm up at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I often make an effort, just because I really enjoy it.
All right. Well, thank you much.
Okay.
I've got that written down.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, good.
Bye.
And let's go to Line 2 now. Call from Hayworth. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I tuned in a little bit late, and I really apologize if this has already been asked. But I need to know what happened to alternative radio.
Oh, okay. And nope, nobody asked that yet. It moved later at night. It's on at, now I got to check. I'm actually going to open up Patterns Magazine and look, because I know it's either 9 or 10 o'clock on Saturday evenings.
On Saturdays?
Yeah, it's on at 9 o'clock on Saturday evening.
See, I have trouble. You're talking about the signals, getting the signal, and I lost it half of every year, and I tuned back in the summertime in the spring, and I was so distressed to see it was off at 6, and I'm not sure I can hang on to that signal that late at night.
Yeah,
that
you probably can't, but if you're in the Hayworth area, right?
Yes.
If you get a digital radio, I was just talking about this. You'll hear us on 90.9 FM HD2 starting in a couple of weeks. And you will hear alternative radio at that time all year long.
90.9.
Yeah, if you tune to 90.9 FM right now on an FM radio, you'll hear our music service. It's our other station, WILL-FM. And we play primarily classical, but other kinds of music on the weekends. And when you get a digital radio, you'll be able to hear that, and you'll also be able to hear the programs you hear on 580 AM, and you'll hear them out there without static and interference. They'll sound great.
My digital radio within the next 24 hours.
Well, there you go. And we should, as I say, we're installing that transmitter. We should have it up and running. And I'm positive. I'm grabbing a map here, so excuse me. I'm going to go off mic a little bit. Hayworth is between Bloomington and Clinton. And you should be solidly in our digital signal area there.
Excellent.
So, there you go. So maybe we just solved the problem for about, I don't know, $150. I'm not sure exactly what they're selling for right now. There's a wide range. If you go to a big box store, you may find a couple different models. Radio Shack has a model. I've got the one myself that they have for sale.
It will be worth it.
All right. Well, good luck with it. Hey, if you do that in a couple of weeks when our digital signal comes on and everything, give me a call and let me know how it sounds out there.
Thank you. I will.
Great. Thanks for the call. And let's go to a caller in Urbana now on line 3. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I spurred the motion about first, second, and third inside Europe coming onto Sunday, and I do listen to the two before it, before Tavis, and I do think that his first hour, I tend to tune out by the second, is better, his first hour, and maybe you could put his first hour after Inside Europe, if you put Inside Europe, well, I don't know.
Interesting.
In the 3 o'clock slot, or 2 o'clock, or what, it's 2 o'clock, well.
Yeah, 2 o'clock, it would be 2 o'clock, yeah.
Anyway, I'm with the other two callers on Inside Europe. I'd love to hear it again, and I don't manage to get up at 6.
Yeah, all right.
Sunday. So that's that. But I also called because as a public service station, I think I can maybe get this call in that I didn't make it on the previous hour with Scott Spees.
Mm-hmm.
When a Rantoul caller called, and I don't know whether he's still listening, but otherwise I guess we can't reach him, he said, if you were building a house, Scott, and you wanted it to be energy efficient, what would you suggest at this point? And Scott mentioned what he would suggest about insulation and whatnot, but he didn't mention the houses on Fairview Avenue in Urbana that the Ecolab has up and running. At least one of them is occupied. I'm not sure if the other one has been sold yet, but I thought that the station should know about Ecolab. It's something that started at the Small Homes Council about 25, 30 years ago, apparently. It was an idea here out of Urbana-Champaign to do a I can't explain it very well, but anyway, it's not a plastic bag. That was what Scott said. You can't live in a plastic bag, but it is an airtight construction, and the solar energy that is accumulated is piped in and around. And I can't explain it, but they do have a website, and they do have two houses that are currently standing, and one of them is occupied already, and the other one may be on Fairview Avenue in Urbana to be seen.
I know we've done some stories on that in the news, but it's been a while probably, and so if somebody put in Ecolab Homes Urbana into Google, they'd find the website.
They probably would. I have the website here, too. It's www.small-colab.org.
Okay, so like Ecolab.
Yes, and it just happens to have a hyphen between the E.
E-C-O-L-A-B.
And they also have a phone number if some people don't get on the thing, which they might like to listen to call.
Yeah,
it's
go ahead.
344-1294.
344-1294.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Great. Well, thanks for adding that information.
Well, thank you so much for disseminating it. Appreciate everything.
And I'll make a note. Harriet Williamson just stepped in, said Bill Rose, who is from the Small Homes Council, will be taking us on, talking to us about energy efficient buildings Thursday morning at 11 here on Focus. Yeah.
So there you go. Let Bill Rose say something, too. That would be great.
Great. Well, thank you for the call.
They have an email, too, info@ecolab.org.
Okay.
And they have an office at 110 South Race.
110 South Race.
Yeah,
all
in Urbana.
Well, great. Well, thank you a lot for the information today.
Thanks so much, Jay. Yeah, appreciate
Bye.
It.
Yeah. Bye. And again, Bill Rose will be on talking about energy-efficient buildings Thursday morning at 11 here on Focus 580. This is Talk to the Manager. I'm Jay Pierce, and I'm the station manager at WILL Radio. I'm also the program director of the AM station 580 that you're listening to. We have some open lines at 333-9455 or toll-free 800-222-9455. We answer your questions about programming, technical issues, anything you want to. If you want to talk about trends in public broadcasting, if you want to talk about the budget, you're hearing us now, about every hour, asking you to send us some money before the end of the fiscal year, which is June 30th. And right now we're about $396,000 away from our goal for fundraising this year, And I can talk about that if you'd like to, and what it means if we don't meet that goal of $390,000. If you'd be interested, just call and ask me. Let's go to line one, a caller from Urbana again. Go ahead, please. Line one, you're on the air.
Yes, quick question. Sure. Will FM 101.1 carry the digital signal?
No, not initially. It won't. However, down the road, that is a plan.
Ah.
But initially, 101.1 will just remain as it is. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the question. That is a good question. I'll elaborate a bit on that. The digital technology started out for the full power stations. They do have it for the lower power repeaters or translators, as you call ours. And 101.1 is a lower power translator for the Champaign-Urbana area. Necessitated because a lot of things have changed since our FM transmitter was located out near Monticello that have caused more interference to our signal in the Champaign-Urbana area. So in the intervening years since the big transmitter, the 110,000-watt transmitter was put out there, 105,000-watt transmitter was put out there, 105 or 110? We'll check on that. But anyway, the highest power FM station in the state of Illinois is 90.9 FM, but in the intervening years a lot has changed in town, and so a little harder to get the signal here than it might have been at one time, than it was at one time. So we have that 101.1 FM lower power transmitter that comes from right outside our building here to kind of help fill things in. And probably that will be going digital, but it's not going to be in the coming year or so. It'll be longer than that. Line 4 in Bloomington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is merely a suggestion interested mm-hmm. in the agriculture reporting.
Right.
And in terms of the time given, like, to Dave, Dickie, and Celeste at supposedly a few minutes before 11 and a few minutes before noon,
mm-hmm.
The programming before that backs it up so far that a lot of times that in these recent weeks they've been very, very close and not giving the full range of the commodity prices. And I think, as you well know, that this is extremely important in today's world, with corn now over $7.50 a bushel and beans pushing $16, et cetera, et cetera. And I know Celeste does a wonderful job in also giving the outside markets of the crude oil and whenever she can, the markets from the Dow Jones and so forth. So if I know it's in scheduling, and if they could just squeeze it in so that we who are sitting out here waiting for them could get the full market report.
All right. Well, I will certainly pass that along. Make sure that the ag updates get their due time.
Yes, it comes in pretty close sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Being one of the people who does them sometimes on a fill-in basis, sometimes you are kind of rushed to get through those
Correct.
Numbers and you don't get to all of them.
Correct. Celeste does a wonderful job. She gives those outside markets and it helps a great deal.
And the outsides. I'm going to make a note of that too, and I'll pass it along.
Thank you very much for all the great service. I used to work when I was a student for WLO when it was over in old Gregory Hall.
You did.
That told you how long ago that was.
Well, gosh, let's see. It was in Gregory Hall on a temporary basis for about 50 years.
That's about the time. 1952, 53.
52 and 53.
Yeah.
Well, great. Wow. Well, thank you for calling, and thanks for still listening to the station.
You betcha. Great service. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. I just I had the fortune of working in Greg Hall for about 3 months before we moved over here to our new palatial facility, comparatively, in Campbell Hall. We were in converted classrooms. My office had a blackboard. We all had about, I think, 2 feet by 2 feet to sit in. We were piled almost on top of each other. I was in the same office with Focus 580, Weather, Morning Edition. Craig Cohen's office was in there, and a general use computer. We were all stacked on top of each other. The news department, Afternoon Magazine, and Agriculture was all in another office. And the technical directors, like Jason Croft and people, didn't even have an office. They just kind of stood over in the corner until they had to go to work. But it's more beautiful. Thanks to Alice and Robert Campbell. I know you hear us mention them a lot on the air, but we can't thank them enough for the contribution of Campbell Hall. Not the least of which reason being that it finally brought all of us together. Our business departments and television station and radio station used to be spread in different buildings across campus, and we didn't see much of each other, and now we're all here, and we can collaborate on things and do all kinds of great stuff. All right, let's go to line one, and this is a call from Champagne. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm calling to ask if you might reconsider the programming on Saturday mornings between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. If it's still only a game.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've stopped turning on my radio during that time. And the reason I ask is that it is such a noisy show to have right out of bed, into walking shoes, out on a nice morning. It's just so noisy. I love AM 580 and would love just to, and I think a lot of the walkers out there who are women would like something just more interesting, a feature that even the BBC, you used to have wonderful programming prior to Only a Game in that segment. Even the travel stuff would be great.
Hmm.
Just a suggestion. I suppose there's a flip side to this, and, you know, there are a bunch of men who are asking for that show at that time. I don't know. But it is a noisy thing to get up to.
Well, I've never heard anybody say that before, but I'll take that point down, and we'll see what happens.
I don't dislike the show. When you used to have it at noon, I would sometimes catch it if I were running errands. And I think it's just the volume and the exuberance. And morning time is something to ease into.
Okay. Well, that's a great comment. You know, it is a show that's designed to run at 6 a.m. That's when most stations run it.
Oh, is that right?
We're just trying it at 6 right now.
Okay.
It wasn't doing really well at noon for us. We'll see how it does at 6, but I hear what you're saying, too. And
I was actually going to write you a little note about this, and I just happened to be running this errand now and tuned you in and thought, I'll just get to the point.
Well, that works.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
And that's why we have these programs, because it's great to hear what you're thinking. After all, we're here to provide a radio service to you. And the more we know about what your likes are and dislikes, the better we can do that, I think. Line 2 in Champaign, you are on the air next. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning. I've called you several times, Jay, and asked that Celeste and David spell people's names, and Celeste has been doing it on a regular basis, and kudos to Celeste. David is much less good about it. But she has many times when I've tuned in lately said, and so-and-so's name is spelled, usually if it's not Smith or Jones, you know. So I'm very pleased that she's doing that. The other thing a couple things. I wonder if they could say the date that they're doing the program, because when they're replayed, you don't know if it's a replay. But if they were saying, you know, we're talking to John Smith today on May 15th, you would know that it wasn't May 15th, and then you would know not to call in when it's a rebroadcast. Like when NPR does its news, I think they usually say the date, you know, at the beginning of the news show. I used
that. Yeah, Morning Edition and All Things Considered.
Yeah.
Okay,
record them sometimes.
Interesting.
One
more.
Yeah, one more. The People's Pharmacy and Wait, Don't Tell Me, the programs like that where you're invited to call in, I don't know if we're hearing those at the time when they're actually running. Okay, you've changed People's Pharmacy from 9 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And one time I tried to call in on the 9 p.m. show, and I didn't get anywhere.
Yeah.
So
no, that, you know, those are interesting shows. That, Rick Steves Travel, Car Talk, even those aren't live call-in shows.
Those, well, I know Car Talk, that they, like, they kind of record them.
They record on a specific day of the week. Usually what happens on those, and I don't know what... did you get anything when you called for the People's Pharmacy?
I got an answering machine. But
yeah, normally what will happen on those shows is that you should get a message that tells you when to call in for the show. I've never really understood how those work, because how are you supposed to know to, you know, what they're talking about to call in? And I mean, I admit, I Car Talk, you know, is all edited up, and it's more of an entertainment show. But
I've heard that.
But like with People's Pharmacy, when they do take phone calls, I've never understood, or Rick Steves Travel, you know, how do you know what they're going to be talking about, you know, to call in? I don't know. I have to honestly admit, I don't know how those work.
They're
not live. They're not. They're pre-taped. People's Pharmacy is taped a couple of days in advance and edited and then sent out to stations. So.
One time I had two haikus read on Rick Steves, and people told me about it that I had sent by email, but I never heard it.
Oh, you never heard them?
No.
They archive all their shows on their website someplace, I think.
Okay.
If you go to, like, I think it's ricksteevesradio.com or something. If you just put in Rick Steves in Google, you'll find it.
Yeah. So none of those can you actually call in during the show then?
No. No, not and get on the air directly. Mm. Yeah, I've always found that odd, but, you know.
Yeah, is there some way to let people know that? Because they're always saying, call in, call in.
Yeah, I guess we could. I don't know. I suppose.
And Wait, Don't Tell Me, that's not live either?
Wait, Don't Tell Me is taped earlier in the week in Chicago. I mean, it is. We air it when it's fed out live. We air it at the earliest time you can.
Okay. So,
but no, it's not a live show either. I don't think. I think they taped that earlier in the week in Chicago, like Thursday or something like that. So. Anyway.
All right.
I hate shattering the myth of live radio, but, you know, a lot of it is pre-produced. So.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye. Yeah.
And always good talking to you, by the way. You know, that's an interesting thing, too. Do you know how much of Morning Edition is actually live? Oh, I don't want to shatter that myth. Line 3 is caller in Savoy. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was calling about your weather report.
Yeah.
They're very thorough and helpful. But the problem I have is that they start the report by getting the weather from northwestern Illinois to southeastern Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they get around to the local weather. I wish they could flip-flop that, because by the time they get to the local weather, usually I'm just kind of, I kind of phase out from all of the information that I've already gotten.
Oh, okay.
I would think that most of the listeners were in Champaign County and surrounding counties, so that would seem to be a more important thing to do first.
Yeah, but see, what would happen then is you'd listen to that, then you'd tune out, and what we want to do is keep you listening for more time. I'm just giving you stuff.
Two different weather reports.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. And I'll pass that along to Ed.
All right, great. Thanks.
Thank you much for the call. Line 4 is a caller from Mattoon. Thanks for hanging on there.
Good morning. I have a couple of comments and a question.
Okay.
One is, we're down here. We can listen to All In Catch a Southern Station once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Their reception isn't always too good, but they have a Dr. Zorba Pastor has a show on Sundays that is very popular with the family, and I just wonder if any possibility you might be able to get that. I know it's expensive to have these shows, but that's one that I think you'd have a lot of people listening to.
No, I'll mark that one down. I've heard that. We've run some specials from them. Around the holidays, I think. Around the holidays,
we had a couple of times.
Yeah, we had a holiday cooking one. There've been some bits and pieces, and yeah, I mean that comes out of Wisconsin. That's a good show.
Yeah, well, see, they have a recipe they give every through their show. That's part of the show. Another comment is that it's nice to hear Keeler. On the station and on Sunday mornings, we catch it from after the pastor show straight through, and I have to get FM to catch it on your station.
Right.
And a problem I've got is that the reception isn't all that great here in Mattoon for the FM show, and I do like to listen to the jazz show on Friday nights, and I'm just hoping or if you go digital, is that going to improve the signal, or is it
going
to be about the same?
No, unfortunately it won't. And you're probably, Boy, you'd have to have a heck of an antenna to get our digital signal. You're right on the borderline as to whether, well, you're probably just outside the area there in Mattoon.
Yeah, when it goes digital, I probably won't be able to get it at all.
Well, you'll still get the same signal you get now. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unlike with digital television, we're not turning off the current signal. It stays on.
Oh, okay.
So
we're not all going to have to get new radio.
No. No, radio's not making you do that. That's just the government's making TV stations do that, but not radio. So,
in regard to Car Talk, that's a popular show, and I know I listen to it, but really I get a lot more out of when you have, what's his name, Rick, fella come on.
Oh, Rick Karch?
Yeah, I get a lot more out of his show than I do Car Talk.
He's a serious car guy. He's like the opposite of Car Talk.
Yeah, well,
he really answers your
questions on more often than Car Talk.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'll put that down. He does a heck of a job, doesn't he?
He sure does. I've called him a time or two, and you just can't call Car Talk.
Right.
I've had friends that have tried to do it, and they didn't do any good at all.
That show's more for fun, because by the time you get done, you know, going through everything and finally getting through to them and getting on the air and stuff, you probably either had the problem fixed or your car's dead on the side of the road.
I just wonder if it's worth all that expense, because that's one of your most expensive shows, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's also one of the most listened to shows. So
I know. We listen. We hope we'll get some.
it's one of those things.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. And we'll look into this, Dr. Pastor. You know, that might be something people would like. Line one is our next caller from Champaign. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
I have three questions about digital radio.
Okay.
First one, when will digital FM begin?
Any day.
Any day.
They're actually physically, you know, we would have been there now, but we had a little problem when the new transmitter got delivered. It got dropped. They were taking it off the flatbed. And these things aren't, you know, totally balanced. They have a big, you know, the equipment's not totally balanced in the cabinet and stuff. Well, anyway, well, it tipped over and fell, and we had to send it back to the factory. And so it delayed us a couple of weeks because they had to go through it all and make sure everything was working and replace the cabinet. But we have it back now, and they're in the process of installing it. So I would say, end of this week, end of next week, we should be there.
Yeah. Second question, will digital FM have the same coverage area as the present FM signals do?
Good questions. Almost. It won't be quite, it won't go quite as far as the current FM does.
But it will go to Southwest Champaign.
Gosh, I hope so.
Okay.
It's supposed to. It is supposed to. It should. Now, you never know for sure till you tune it on.
Right.
Turn it on, I mean. But about the area, it should go within 5 to 10 miles of where the current FM solid signal goes. So it should go past Urbana. Will it hit St. Joseph and Ogden?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on the borderline of the predicted area. Gibson City, Bloomington. These are areas somewhere west of Decatur, about halfway between Decatur and Springfield, and then going south, probably Sullivan. That'll be about the area that we can expect to hear it.
Okay.
And if you have a good antenna, you might hear it farther, and you'll probably have to have an antenna with it, you know. Remember the old days of FM? We all had those antennas when we got our big stereos and stuff. Now people get FM radios. They don't even think about the antenna, but you're going to have to start thinking about it again to get it clearly. So that's two.
Okay. And on a recent campaign for WIL funding, you were offering a free digital radio for a $500 contribution and a free digital radio for $1,000.
Right.
And unfortunately, we could not take advantage of that. But I am curious, what radio was that, and is that radio recommended for your new service?
Yes. There were two different models, and one of them was, let's see, what I'm doing right now is cheating. I'm going to our website because I think it's all on there. We had one model called the Acurion.
How do you spell that?
Accurion.
Okay.
And that... what I'm trying to do is to remember which one was at which level. And then we had another one called Radiosophy, which was R-A-D-I-O-S-O-P-H-Y.
Okay. And are those available, and is that that kind of radio what you recommend?
There have been a lot of other models that have come out since then, but those two we have actually tried because there are two stations in town that are broadcasting digital right now, digital signals, and we tried them both with that, and they both work. I have the Acurion model in my office, and that's the one that I have, and gosh, I'm not figuring out where this is. I just, I'm trying to talk and do something else at the same time, and it's not working, but that was one of the models, and I can't remember which level was which,
right.
But Radiosophy was the other. Sony makes one that I think you can get. I think I've even seen them at Target and Best Buy. So they're starting to get them in the stores now.
Okay.
The Sony model, I've heard good things about.
Which particular Sony model?
Boy, it's a tabletop radio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the model number on it. But if you go, let's see, I think it's, there's a website that, I'm going to this way. Ibiquity is the company that, that makes makes the digital broadcasting system that we're going to be using.
And what is that?
Well, if you go to Rita Schulte just walked in from our membership department. The Radiosophy was at the $500 level. The Acurion was at the $1,000 level.
Okay.
And if you want to take advantage of that, you still can. Or if you just want to buy the radio, go to a website if you can, and it is hdradio.com, hdradio.com,
hdradio,
hdradio.com,
mm-hmm.
And you'll find everything you want to know.
Okay.
About now, digital radio there.
And is that, do I get to hdradio.com through WILL, or it's...
You can just go there. Just straight to that site. Just type in www.hdradio.com.
Okay. Well, that takes care of my questions.
Yeah, and they have a section that talks about radios for your car, radios for your home, and I think they go over the different models. I just saw a Polk Audio Radio. There's the Acurion. Oh my gosh, there's all kinds. Boston Acoustics, Cambridge Soundworks. I mean,
now,
and the prices are going anywhere from, you know, a little over $100. I'm up into $2,700. There's a $7,000 one there from Denon. That's top of the line. That's audiophile stuff. Here's one for $150 from Dice Electronics. Here's an $89 one called iLove. And I think it's got a, I would imagine if it's got the small I in love, maybe it's got a an iPod port in it. Here's a Jensen model that does have an MP3 player port in it. Yeah, they got all kinds of them. My gosh, I haven't looked at this in a while. The Radiosophy seems like it costs about $100 right now if you go out and buy it off the shelf.
And I just do HDRadio.com.
Yeah, .com. There's a $100 Sony. There's a $200 Sony. Boy, they're all over the place. Yamaha's got some. A company named Visteon has one.
And you order, and you can get these online, or you have.
Well, I'm just taking a look at this HD radio site, and it's. I don't think you order them from there, but if you go around the site, maybe it can tell you. But usually, you know, the places that have them, Radio Shack, I think Target's got them now, and if you go to a Best Buy or Circuit City, you know, those kind of stores have them.
Right. Right.
So.
And they come with antennas these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They'll have a wire that's an antenna.
Now, in my car, I have, you know, just the old-fashioned non-digital. Does that mean in order to get your signal now in my car, I will need to get a new digital radio for my car?
No, you'll still get 580 AM, and you'll get 90.9 FM, mm-hmm. Just as usual, as you do now. That's not going to change. But if you want to get the digital signal, if you want to hear what the digital sounds like for 90.9, for the classical music and the other music we play on the weekends, or if you want to hear AM 580 without static from lightning or power lines or anything mm-hmm. like that, you'll need to get a digital radio to hear
okay.
that.
Now, so my home radio will still get 580 mm-hmm. and 90.9.
Yeah, just like you do today. That won't change.
Okay, but if I want to listen at night to 580, I get static, and I won't under the new digital system.
Right, and that for that you'll have to be listening on a digital radio, and it will be located at 90.9 FM HD2. That's going to take some getting used to, but we'll be talking a lot about it. We haven't talked a lot about it on the air yet. We want to get it on the air and listen to it before we do, but throughout the months of July and August, you're going to hear us talking a lot about it.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you so much, and of course, WILL, what can one say that hasn't already been said? It's a wonderful station.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. The digital radio thing is going to be exciting. Now, here's the difference between digital radio and digital television. WILL-TV is already in digital. You can see the digital channels if you're watching over the air. But again, it doesn't go quite as far as the regular signal does. So if you're on the outside edges and you have an antenna and you watch channel 12, to get the digital channel, if you had a digital TV or a converter, if you're way on the outside of it, you might not get it. But it goes almost as far. Cable systems, satellite, they carry the digital signals. I think you have to have something besides the basic service on some of them to get the digital channels. But we currently have our regular channel. We have another channel that broadcasts our digital signal, our high-definition signal. And then we have another channel called the World and Create, and it's a world news service and a how-to show channel that's pretty cool. I watch it a lot at my house. Right now, and it's there. Now, in February, yes, on television, the government's making all stations turn off their analog signals in February. So you'll have to have either cable or satellite to get the channels through, or you'll have to have one of these digital converters that you can get the coupon for. You can find out more about this on our website at will.illinois.edu. And if you haven't visited our website, I'll take a minute to tell you that it's pretty cool. Jack Brighton's put a lot of work into designing the new website. So if you have the old address of WILL.UIUC.edu, note that we have a new one now. It's WILL.Illinois.edu. UIUC.edu will still get you to the old website, which we're leaving up there for a little while, but we want you to go to the new one. So if you have some bookmarks or some favorite pages bookmarked or something like that, you're going to need to change them. And will.illinois.edu is the new site. We'd like to hear your comments on that, too. Budget-wise, we are $396,000 away from meeting our fundraising goal by the end of this fiscal year. And what happens if we don't meet that? Well, we have to take into consideration a couple of things. What happened in this year, fiscal year 08, and we've talked about this and written about it a little bit, we lost, because of cuts in state funding, $118,000, almost $100,000 in federal funding, so that was over $200,000. And we missed our fundraising goal last year by a good chunk. So in all, we came up somewhere... Oh, gosh, I don't know. It was about $400,000 that we had to massage around to balance the budget. We had reserves to cover about half of that. We have had to make some cuts through attrition. We have had some layoffs. And so now heading into fiscal year 09, we don't have the reserves, so we've been doing some more internal reallocation and attrition, not replacing people who leave and things like that. We're not expecting more money from the state or federal government. And so that's why we had this ambitious fundraising goal. We're $396,000 away from it. The closer we get, the better off we're going to be. As of the last count, we were still, well, it was less than $100,000. It was about $80,000 away from break even for FY09. This isn't just a WILL public radio and television problem. It's being experienced across the country by a lot of public radio and TV stations. A lot of states are in financial trouble. They're cutting budgets, including those to public broadcasting. Federal funding for public broadcasting hasn't increased in a long time. Matter of fact, I can tell you that in fiscal year 01, we received $210,000 more from the state of Illinois than we did for this fiscal year 08. And our allocation this year was $118,000 less than it was last year. So that's the situation we're in. While I'm not trying to make a fundraiser out of this, when you hear the messages or you receive the letters, take them seriously. Think about how much you value this service to yourself and to the community, and let us know how much you value it, and let us know that you're willing to help support it. Well, thank you very much for the calls. We need to wrap up another edition here of Talk to the Manager and Focus 580 and scoot on. Tom Rogers is going to be coming up next with the Afternoon Magazine.